On two occasions, Deems and I attended a community sing, where his tonal richness was sufficient to cover his lack of the German tongue and make his a welcome voice. One evening, we were asked to contribute thoughts to a weekly meeting, where I volunteered a few words, Gerhard interpreting, from an English perspective about American social advancements, although I reminded them I was a colonial by birth, St. Kitts born. My remarks were tempered by my affection for America, and the response was polite, if modest, perhaps because Berks County Germans in the last century threw vigorous support not to King George, but to the American cause. Nicodemus was called upon to address his experience as a slave. He was circumspect, but truthful. The applause for him, happily, was more resounding than for my musings, an indication these brethren are looking not back at a war, but forward towards means to heal a racially divided society. One man, Wolfgang, stood to say passionately, translated by Gerhard, "A war may end with one battle, but ending racial division requires many." If Wolfgang is correct, the issue becomes, how many battles will occur before the American fabric is torn irreparably apart?